All right, all right. We want to welcome you. My name is Pastor B. Wallace.
And I'm Keontae McDonald, and you're tuned into Simplify Complexity, a relationship podcast.
So we want to welcome you to another day, another podcast. We are extremely grateful for our listeners, for you taking the time, no matter where you're at, whether or not if you're in the car, if you're at home, whatever you're doing, to take the time to listen in. And so we want to encourage you, go to the website, simplifycomplexity.org. You can go there to find more information. You can also get information about my new book, Chasing Happily Ever After. It's available also on Amazon. As well as we want to encourage you to take time to leave a review. People are really blessed by your reviews through iTunes or whatever podcast app you are using. And so please go there, leave a review. It will be a blessing to others. So with that said, man, Keontae, how are you, man?
I'm doing pretty good, man. I can't complain. I had a great weekend.
All right. Well, that's always a blessing when you can have a good weekend. Unfortunately, the show is not about your weekend, so otherwise I'll ask more about it. But our listeners, they want to know what our topic is today, man. You want to share that with them?
So our topic today is the benefits of premarital counseling.
The benefits of premarital counseling. So yeah, as we kind of get into this topic, I never want to assume people kind of understand certain terms. And I think it's interesting because I remember when I was first giving my heart to Christ and I was kind of getting involved in the church, that I wasn't sure of all the lingo, you know. So I just want to kind of, why don't you break that down? When you talk about premarital counseling, what is premarital counseling?
So premarital counseling is pretty much, it's kind of like a... I would say it's like, I wouldn't say it's just a relationship checkup, but it's like a checklist, an interview with a checklist of what your marriage may entail and how marriage is going to turn, you know, going to be.
Right, right.
Pretty much.
And, you know, and if you've been listening to us for a while, then you know that we kind of talk about the complexities of relationships. And many times we, you know, we don't take relationship courses. We don't have this plethora of knowledge as far as what it's like to be in a relationship. And a lot of times we're learning on the job, you know. And so in that, we struggle as far as what is good communication skills. We struggle as far as understanding forgiveness and how do I work through forgiveness. We struggle through conflict resolution. And even our last podcast, we were talking about children with inside of a marriage. And so there's many different dynamics that come within a marriage. And so the question is we even talked about this. What is your guide? What tools are you using or are you trying to implement to help you with inside of your relationship?
Right.
And so that's kind of what, you know, premarital counseling is. It's a form of counseling or advice or encouragement that you get, you know, before you get married.
Right, right. You know,
I want to say that one more time. Before.
Right.
Before, I don't know. Before you get married, right? So you're about to say something.
I was about to say the key word is the pre.
So you had the pre, yeah. I had the before, right. And what do you think the stigma is about that?
I think the stigma with premarital counseling is kind of like, you ever get a call from insurance companies that be like, hey, we're going to give you a free quote.
You know what I mean? Right.
And it's just like, yeah, it sounds good. Maybe I should check out. But we never really follow that quote. We already paying a certain amount of money for our insurance, but that quote could be a lot smaller than what we're paying now.
Yeah.
But if we were just to take the action to really get that quote and find out new information, like, oh, I've been paying for this and I don't need that. You know what I mean? Yeah. It can make your day better. In this case, it'll make your marriage better before going into marriage.
Yeah.
And we just got to take the action to step on that. But I just feel like people feel like it's just something like, I don't have to,
you know, so I don't really need it. Like, you're going to tell me, I already know relationships, you know, I got this. And so definitely I think that the assumption that we got it, and you know, the Bible talks about how pride comes before fall. And that was actually one of the scriptures I have. I'm gonna try to get the exact one. I don't know if you want to search for a minute, but it's there's wisdom in the multitude of counselors, and it comes from Proverbs. And I find that, to add to what you just said, when it comes to challenges, or why is there stigma, is having done premarital counseling and I continue to do premarital counseling. One of the things that I find is people assume it's a way of talking them out of marriage. And so I want you to understand right now that the point and the goal of premarital counseling isn't to talk you out of getting married. Isn't to talk you out of, look, this person's a bad person. This person's, you know, a good person. No, that's not our goal. Our goal with inside of premarital counseling is to equip you to give you the tools to where you can be successful in marriage. Mm-hmm. And so it's similar to kind of any job. You might have a job, and as you are starting a new job, normally at the beginning of the job, they have a form of training. So they just don't put you right into doing your job. Even right. though you might have gone through school, there's normally a process where you are under review. There's normally a process where they link you with somebody to give you that training to make sure you know everything you need to know so that way you can be successful when you do that job. Right. And it's very similar when it comes to marriage. The goal is to help to make sure that you have everything you need, every tool, so you can have a successful marriage.
Exactly. Just piggybacking off of you, that scripture was Proverbs 11:14.
Thank you for that.
And it said, where no counsel is, the people fail, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And just the word counsel, okay. You know what I mean? It's people are advising you. They're helping you plan.
But it's intimidating.
Yeah, you know, it can be.
That word counsel, because you think I'm in trouble or we're in trouble.
Yeah,
you know, so you remember like being in school, you got to go to the counselor.
Yeah, right, the school counselor.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, you know, so it's like we have this negative view of counseling, but here it is in the scripture saying, no, you have a warped view. You have the wrong view because the goal of counseling is to be a blessing to you.
Exactly. It's to guide you. It's to set you on the right way. But like you said, you know, especially us as adolescents, we don't look at it like that. We look at it like, oh man, I gotta go here. Yeah. But if you really pay attention to the knowledge that your school counselor is giving you, like, hey man, you need to bring this grade up or this is gonna happen.
It's to help you.
Yeah, you know?
So I think first, if you're listening to this, you first need to really pray and say, Lord, help change my view and understanding of counseling or of a counselor. So that way I understand that their goal isn't negative. Their goal is to help. Now, I want to kind of, you know, cause before we get to some more benefits, we haven't really gotten to the benefits.
Right.
Other than it's going to bless you, it's going to help you. But I want to kind of go here for a moment. I feel like sometimes we have a negative view because we know we're kind of doing something. Come on, right?
Right. You're right.
We in a relationship that we really shouldn't be in, you know. Right. Like, so we've had counsel. We basically had parents, or we've had friends say, "No, they're no good." You know? And so, but we've forced and we've kind of pushed our way. And so, I'm just saying, I feel like part of the negative view is because we kind of know deep down inside some of the things we're doing.
It's right. You're right. And that's great. You know what I mean? And it's funny because, you know, when we're going into even the areas of like saying like, man, I want to maybe marry this person. You're obviously in love.
Right.
And the thing about love is sometimes when you're in love, you can be blinded by love.
Yeah. You just don't see all that is there.
And I think that's kind of the problem where people be like, I know this, but I love him. I love her. Yeah, you know what I mean?
He's my boo.
Like, I just ain't trying to hear nothing sometimes.
Well, and so think of it this way. You don't want to continue to do things the wrong way. And so I emphasize this. Marriage is for life. And so as you're making this life decision, having as much help as possible, even when you feel like, you know what, I haven't done things the right way, don't continue to do things the wrong way. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. Right. I mean, does it? You know deep down inside that, wait a minute, I've been doing things the wrong way. Man, begin to do it the right way so that way if you really do love that person. Because what when we talk about love, when we talk about those definitions of love, love never fails. Love hopes all things, believes all things. You know, and so as you really say you love somebody, then you're willing to make the sacrifice to get the tools you need to make that relationship work.
You're right.
So, all right, benefits, man. Go ahead.
The first benefit to me is that you gain foresight. You know, just like I was just saying, you know, when we're in love, we get blinded by love. When we're blinded by love, we don't think about all the things that we may be faced with when we actually get married.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's, I think it's much better for you to look at them before you're married than waiting until the misunderstanding and the miscommunication begins. You know what I mean? So that's where that foresight benefit comes in. You get stuff laid out for you so you can see it, you know, ahead of you. You get that 1,000-foot view.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Sometimes we just don't do that. A lot of stuff in life, we don't do that.
Right, right.
The funny thing to me is when it comes to marriage and things that are supposed to, you know, really be forever for us or whatnot, we don't really take the precautions to do stuff like this.
Yeah.
But when it's something simple, like if you go to the doctor and the doctor tells you, hey, man, you might want to slow down on the running because your knees are, you know, kind of bad. So if you keep running, this is going to happen. Well, listen to that advice. If you go to a car mechanic and say, right, hey, man, you've been driving with no oil, right, your engine is going to fall out. We'll be like, okay, let me stop driving. But when it comes to marriage,
yeah,
you know what I mean, or something in this vein, like we just kind of like, I'll just see what happens.
Yeah. Well, so I want to add to that because I feel like one of the benefits is sometimes you don't know the questions to ask.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't always think about the complexities that come because of where we're at in that moment. You kind of talked talked about that a little bit earlier, how, you know, where we're kind of blinded or we have like our love fog glasses on.
Mm-hmm.
And so premarital counseling helps you to ask different questions that come up with inside of a marriage later. And so maybe you haven't asked and talked about how many kids do you want?
Mm-hmm.
Now, so mind you, it's not trying to talk you out of it, but these are important questions that you need to ask. And so,
right,
do you always plan on living in California? You know, or I'm sorry, we live in California. So, but do you always plan on living where you're living? You know, have you talked about your job? And so if somebody, maybe they work a lot of hours,
mm-hmm,
how does that impact having kids? And so there's many different dynamics that you want to ask and questions that you want to ask. And so you kind of get some of those tools.
Right.
Do you have another?
Yeah. Another would be that the counselor that you're with, they are usually giving you unbiased opinions and unbiased wisdom.
Yeah.
You know, and with that unbiased wisdom, when you don't get that counsel, it's in the same vein as you're not planning. So when you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Right, right. Okay.
You know what I mean? And I think that it's great to talk to a counselor, especially somebody who's actually been through stuff.
Yeah.
Because they can help you right along. It's just more than somebody who's, you know, sharing what they learned from a book. They're sharing what they've learned from real life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, you know, your real life, you guys connect on that type of wavelength.
Well, you brought up a good point that jogged my mind about something. And so it's not that you don't just want counsel,
mm-hmm,
but you want godly counsel.
Mm-hmm.
And so make sure as you're seeking premarital counseling that you're just not getting any kind of counseling, but somebody's going to guide you in God's truth.
Right.
Because it's God that's going to keep you. And so as you're seeking and as you're searching, one of the things that you have to understand is that what's going to cause two people who are separate people that have separate mindsets, a lot of times we're very selfish, what's going to cause us to really come together and be a one unit? Well, mm-hmm, that unity is in God. That unity is in the same spirit. And mm-hmm, so that way, when he starts acting crazy, when he starts, you know, acting and doing his thing, when she starts acting crazy and starts doing her thing, a lot of times they don't want to hear it from you, but you're wanting the conviction of God upon their heart.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to know that other person is praying for you. And so you want to be able to get those godly insights and those that godly wisdom. Now, there was a couple of things that we mentioned earlier, but I want to kind of go in depth as far as benefits.
Yeah.
And I mentioned briefly good communication skills.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important for us to understand, well, what's the benefits? Is you don't just step out of your mom's womb learning how to communicate well.
Yeah.
And, you know, and what's interesting is a lot of times with inside of relationships, I mean, I promise, it's like we could speak different languages.
Yeah,
and it's like, I just said this, and you're like, no, I received it as this. I mean, it can be totally crazy to where some of the smallest things,
yep,
can blow up and be big things because we just lacked communication.
Mm-hmm.
And there's moments, man, I know you want to chime in, but there's moments, God, because I bet you got a story you're thinking of right now.
Oh, yeah.
But there's moments where I'm in counseling sessions, right? And it's like this person is talking, saying this thing, this person is saying this thing. And once I'm able to kind of get to the root of what the issue is, they're kind of like, oh, that's what we're arguing about? But then I'm just saying this small little thing was blown up because they lacked good communication skills. They lacked the ability of how to listen,
yeah,
to their partner. You know, how to repeat maybe what they said to make sure that not only you understand it, but that they understand that you do understand it. And you'll find just that small little communication habit of making sure they understand that you understand.
Right.
Is so important, because you'll find that, oh, well, wait a minute, I didn't understand. They'll re-clarify. So go ahead, man. Do you got a story for us?
I was just thinking about that. It's funny because that's just kind of like, with me and my wife, when we communicate, I'm going to tell you something, I'm going to put it out there. My wife's type of communication is, though, she kind of, like, she will insist something, okay, but not really tell you exactly what it is.
I'm going to be honest, man. I feel like that's most women, but,
And I'm just like, how? But anyway.
But you're right, though. We assume,
right,
because you see that I have a little bit of an attitude,
mm-hmm,
that, you know, you're going to catch on to that.
Right.
So there's a lot of assumptions there.
Yeah, and, you know, me and my wife have been married for 8 years now, but boy, those, like, first 3 years of really getting down communication, right, and really, like, I had to come to a place where I'm like, okay, so she's doing this, so I need to ask her, like, okay, is this what you mean? Is this what you want?
Right.
So I can get a better, clear communication, aside from me just going off and just doing something that I think that she wants,
right,
now I'm getting to the root of, okay, this is exactly what you want. Okay, this is how you want it.
Well, let me ask you this. What was your impressions, you know, before you got married? And because I know you guys started premarital counseling.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your impressions now?
Now, I think the biggest
thing... I want to go before first. Let's go to before.
Okay. Before, I think when we got married, I was in that blinded by love stage too. And I think we just thought we knew everything at this point. You know what I mean? People would tell us little stuff here and there. And I'm just like, I was always the type of person, like, the best way for me to learn is to go through something.
Yeah.
It's to experience stuff for myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Now, hindsight, I'm like, boy, we should have finished that premarital counseling. You know what I mean? Because I think if we would have finished the premarital counseling, I know that a lot of things that we had to go through within, like, those first 3 years, 4 years, stuff that we still going through,
yeah,
probably would have been brought up in that premarital counseling and equipped us better to deal with those situations.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, beforehand, because now I've had to go through the muck and the mire of, oh, this is a misunderstanding. Now I have to navigate my way through this maze, right, where if I would have went to premarital counseling, that maze would have already been put on display for me and I would have been helped to be guided through it.
Right, right. I'm thinking of something that I find many times people are surprised about as we go through premarital counseling.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those is the emphasis of you being a better person and growing closer to God.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say that that's interesting, because a lot of times they're thinking that the primary focus is going to be on them as a couple. But what people don't realize is you as an individual and your foundation in God has a major impact on your relationship.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times, you know, when it comes to problems, we want to point the finger.
Mm-hmm.
And we're saying, well, you and this and that. And so, but we don't always look at our contribution. Not saying that they're not wrong. Not saying that, you know, you didn't try to do everything, but it takes two.
Right.
And so it's important to understand what is your contribution in that. And understanding that you as a godly woman, you as a godly man, help that person by your godliness. So when they aren't doing what they're supposed to do, are you still doing what you're supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
And those are tools and things and benefits that you get from premarital counseling to understand, well, what do I need to continue to do to help my marriage and not be destructive when things are becoming destructive?
Right. That's good. That's good. It brings me to a song by this rapper named Swoop, actually.
Okay.
Right. And he's talking about marriage. And in the song, one of his lines is, you know, it's true that you're always by my side because eternity's your view and we're not eye to eye.
Hmm.
You know, and it just kind of piggybacks off of what you're saying, because, you know, when I'm not in my place, I know that my wife still has her eye on God. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? And in the midst of that, I'm like, okay, when I see her, I'm like, man, she's still doing what she needs to do. It puts me back into focus.
And you don't always get that if you don't take time to do that premarital counseling.
Yeah.
So, do you have any last thoughts, man? Any last thing? Benefits or encouragements?
Actually, I actually wanted to just give out what I Googled the study, right? Okay. On premarital counseling. Now, this is a 2006 study.
You should have led with this, man. What's up, man?
I wanted to put it at the end so people can see, you know what I mean? They can see, like, okay, that is a big
You had a plan. Okay, all right, go ahead.
So, a 2006 study by Markman, Stanley, and Amato noted that couples who had premarital counseling were 31% less likely to get divorced. Yeah. So what that means is that right now in our 50% divorce climate, if everybody went and got premarital counseling, that would be brought down to about 20%.
Wow.
You know, so that's big. And
that's huge.
The biggest takeaway is I would say that premarital counseling is better than postmarital misunderstandings or divorce.
Yeah. Now, so, it's funny that you mentioned post, because I was actually going to add to that.
Mm-hmm.
I think a mistake that people make is they get premarital counseling,
mm-hmm.
but there's problems that come up within that first year, mm-hmm. as you know, you kind of testify with your marriage.
You're right.
And so I encourage now and try to plan. So when I do premarital counseling, I try to plan at least 2 post counseling sessions,
mm-hmm.
just so that way to stay current, to kind of, did anything come up? Because the enemy will work in that first year. The enemy will work in that second year. And so I really want to encourage, don't view once you get premarital counseling that, okay, well, I don't no longer need to surround myself with, you know, people that can pour into our marriage and then pour into our relationship.
Right.
And so getting into a couples class is critical. You know, getting post marriage counseling is critical. So those are some things that came to my mind.
That's good.
All right, man. Well, you want to pray us out?
Yeah, let me go ahead. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this time, Lord, and just our listeners, Father. May you just continue to bless them, Lord. Those that may be listening, Father, who are thinking about going to premarital counseling, though, Lord, or those who may be married, Father, and maybe, you know, having, you know, little tiffs and rough patches in their marriage and are thinking about postmarital counseling, Father. We ask that you just bless both of them, Father, just to give them the insight, Father, and just to see the benefits, Father, of doing counseling, Father, and really getting to the nitty gritty, Lord, of what marriage entails, Father, and who you want us to be in our marriages, Father, and what marriage is for, point blank period, Father, to glorify you, Lord, and just to show the world, Father, your love through our union, Lord. So we just ask that you just continue to bless those, Father, under the sound of our voices, Father, everybody who tunes in, Father, continue to bless this podcast, Father, in our time together, Lord, and just continue to just to light the way for us, Lord, to do your work, Father, and it's in your son Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Don't forget to go to the website. Don't forget to leave a review. We're so blessed by your reviews. If you guys have any questions, any topics that you would like for us to deal with on the podcast, please let us know. You can find all the information at simplifycomplexity.org. So God bless you. God keep you. Until next time. Place I'd rather be, or people I'd rather see. Where there's 2 or 3, then there the Lord will be. Where the Lord is, then there you'll see me. If the Lord ain't going, then I'm not going. Let us be best minded with the mind of Christ. Let us love one another as you will love I. You need me just as much as I need you, because a body can't function when a body's been too.